It's 8:42 on this Thursday morning with the Musers. Big news this week, the Mavericks and Stars both announcing that they are leaving the American Airlines Center to go further afield. The Stars up to Willow Bend, the Mavericks to Valley View. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about these developments is another owner of a pro sports franchise here in town. We say good morning to Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. How are you?
First of all, I don't want you having anybody on from the Hunt family.
Why not?
Because, you know, me and old Lamar Hunt, we used to always have the battle for the Preston Road skillet.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we're friendly enemies, me and the Hunt family. Very friendly, very friendly.
Yeah.
But I don't like other high-profile NFL owners being on your radio station. And I don't like y'all talking about fake football, which is what soccer is.
It's the original football.
That people around the world are using the word football to refer to what is properly called soccer. Football is something that is a term that I have trademarked. I make money every time you say the word football, so I want you to work that into conversation quite a few times here.
Okay, yeah, somehow you're going to make money out of it.
I have to say, I'm getting a little jealous. Little jealous that the Mavericks are getting so much press and the Stars to a lesser extent about building these new venues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
You like the attention on you.
I do. I like the attention on my Dallas Cowboys, which are by extension your Dallas Cowboys. And I'm going to beat the Mavs to build a new venue in far north Dallas. I am going to build a new auxiliary stadium on the former site of Prestonwood Mall. And I'm going to bring back the ice skating rink that they used to have there, and the people with clipboards who wander around the food court asking if you want to take a survey. I'm going to bring all that back, and I'm going to have my new venue built before the Mavs can build on the former side of Valley View Mall.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Well, okay, so you're going to just play some of your games up there?
Yeah, we'll split it up. We'll split it up.
Okay.
Some of the home games there on the former side of Prestonwood. And then others at that new FIFA stadium that I have in Arlington.
Right. Yeah, they kind of took that from you for a month, didn't they?
They did. And I don't even want the Mavs to get in the arena. So I'm going to start legislations to force them to stay at the AAC and share a bathroom with the Dallas Stars in perpetuity.
I don't know if you can do that or not.
Hey, the Cowboys rule this town, George. You ought to know that.
Yeah, I guess they do.
I gave you a job for 10 years just to say that on the radio. None of these other franchises have won more championships than I have.
True.
That's true.
I won 5.
Well, won 3.
Yeah.
Well, when I bought the team, I bought the first 2 as well.
I guess so.
I own those.
You own them, I guess, yeah.
I got breaking news for you. This just came down the pike. Just came out on the wire.
Okay.
I'm now announcing that I'm hereby moving the Dallas Cowboys to the former site of Collin Creek Mall unless the city of Arlington gives me $10 million within the next 15 seconds.
15 seconds?
That's not giving them much time.
Why does it always have to be the site of a mall?
All right, I just saw my Venmo go up $10 million. All right, good. We're working. We're cooking. All right, now I'm announcing that I'm moving the Dallas Cowboys to the Allen Premium Outlet site. Okay, city of Arlington, you got 10 minutes to deliver 2 pizzas to the Star with anchovies and a 2-liter bottle of Squirt. I'm moving.
You like Squirt, huh?
I do. Kind of a weird name drink, but I like it. And if I do not get $40 million of tax incentives from the citizens of Arlington in the next 20 minutes, I'm tearing down the shops at Willow Bend and the Gallery at Dallas and building a Cowboys workout facility. What do you think of that?
Man, this has got your mind working. You know, some people hope you move back to downtown Dallas.
Ain't going to happen, buddy. Ain't going to happen. But I am going to keep that possibility out there and alive to get a better deal from the people of the citizens of Arlington.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can extort them for just about everything. But I will demand that the city of Dallas tear down City Hall in order to woo me, to show me as a sign of faith that they are interested in getting the Cowboys. So if they do that, if they tear down City Hall, I will consider moving to downtown Dallas. What do you think of that?
Wow.
Okay.
I just love the power that I wield.
I was going to say.
Just demanding things to be torn down so that I might consider something. And then, of course, I won't do it. And you're just going to be sitting there with the rubble of downtown City Hall.
You're sounding extra twisted this morning.
I'm very twisted. When you're a billionaire and you got everything you want in life, you get real bored real quick.
Well,
plus,
you always...
dealing with the family that I have to deal with. Do you know Jerry Jr. was in a spelling bee?
He was.
He was. And he got knocked out on the word I. And I ain't talking about the ones you see with. I'm talking about that personal pronoun one.
Oh, gosh.
He couldn't spell something that was called the very way it's spelled.
Right.
Knocked out. And then Baruka's mom's causing more problems.
Almost made it. Almost made it.
Gate agent. She blackmails me for more money than I do the city of Arlington. She's wanting to up that child support. I'm like, Baruka's 31 now. Why am I still paying child support?
Right. Good question.
But then again, I look at my other kids, and Jerry Jr., he's, of course, developmentally still a minor. So I have to pay Gene child support on Jerry Jr. still, even though we're still married.
Yeah, this is just weird.
All right. Unless I get $100 million in crypto, Stonebriar Center is about to be nuclear bombed. All right.
Okay, we'll see you.
Every mall in the area is being threatened this morning.
There goes Jarrah.